This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. A couple of new polls from the Marquette Law School show that Governor Tony Evers is leading his challenger, Tim Michaels, by just one percentage point. And the incumbent senator, Ron Johnson, is trailing challenger, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, by 7 points at this time. The November general election is little better than 80 days away now. The poll also shows that Wisconsinites think that inflation is the top issue in the state. Winnebago County has decided not to allow groups to donate money for elections. On a 20-15 vote, supervisors decided that outside money should not be allowed in. Back in 2020, Green Bay and other communities accepted money from the Center for Tech and Civil Life. Republicans claimed it opened the door to election fraud. That's not EAA you're hearing. If you're hearing noisy jets, they're actually coming from Fort McCoy. They've been buzzing Oshkosh for a few days. It's training exercises, and they'll continue for a few more days. Page 2, starting next fall, students from low-income families will be getting some help at UW-Oshkosh and UW-Green Bay schools. Students who qualify for the Wisconsin Promise Program will get a little better than $1,000 per year for their tuition. The annual back-to-school event continues today at North High School. That runs from noon till 6 o'clock. About 1,000 kids are picking up school supplies and other things. The second to last Food Truck Friday is coming up tomorrow at South Park. The event starts at 4 and features not only food trucks, of course, but music as well. Proceeds from the event, Food Truck Friday, will help out the Senior Center. In sports, the Wisconsin Herd have a date for local players to try out for the G League. That's coming up on September 10th at the YMCA. Better work on your rebounding and your jump shot. Finally, Waterfest tonight is at the Leach Amphitheater. It's Trombone Shorty and the Government Mule Band co-headliners. Tickets start at just $10 if you get there before 6 o'clock this evening. I'm Bob Brunell. That's Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week here on the Chamber website. We're always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have yourself a great weekend.